Father, we thank thee this morning that we've again had this privilege to be able to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. And while we have doing it, and we've done it many times in our lives, we've had this blessed experience many times in our lives, yet, our Father, we thank thee that each time we remember the Savior, it's precious to us. It's not only precious, our Father, but there are fresh thoughts of the Savior that we enjoy when we think about him. Father, we thank thee for all that he's done for us. We thank thee again for Calvary. And we thank thee, our Father, for this remembrance feast, when we can think back to all that he has done for us, all the suffering and all the shame that he endured for us. We give thee our thanks for it. And Lord, we think even of how the psalmist reminds us that we can praise the Lord with a song. And Father, we can exalt his name with thanksgiving. Oh God, what a privilege this is. And yet, that psalmist could go on to say that this shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns or hooves. And Father, when we think about this, and we think about the many sacrifices that were made down through the years, and yet, our Father, it pleases thee more to hear us praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Those sacrifices, as we've already been remembering this morning, were passing. They never put away sin. But Father, we thank thee that the blood of the Savior, the sacrifice of the Savior, his death at Calvary, forever, once and for all, put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Father, we thank thee for him this morning. We ask that thou will help us to continue to remember him. Help us to continue to meditate upon him and to be occupied with him throughout this day and throughout this week. And Lord, we just ask that thou will give help in the meetings that are before us. Think especially of our brother Joseph, as he would speak to the children, give help we ask, and we pray that thou even now bring these young folk in safety, and bless them, we pray, with thy word. And we would be thankful for what we experienced yesterday, the good word of God opened to us. And Lord, we pray that that will continue, and that we might continually be fed by thy precious word. We thank thee for it this morning, and thank thee again for the Lord Jesus, and just ask for thy help throughout this day. And bless on the gospel as well, we ask in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.